Atika, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa ala rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azaban nar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope everybody's doing well today, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan for coming out today. For us, our discussion or our study, inshallah, today will be around the following two things. We'll be a little bit behind schedule, but I figured that it's important for us to spend ample time seeing examples of the outside fa'il before we proceed to the outside maf'ul or the maf'ul itself. It's important for us to do that, be comfortable with the outside fa'il, practice it quite a bit, also practice more the fa'il, inshallah. So that's what the two things that we're going to do today. I'd like to actually do something in the beginning today, just as a dua that I wanted to show you all, inshallah. One second, please. That was me using my singing voice against my kids. Okay. All right. Alhamdulillah. I wonder if I could do tashkil in this ayah, in this book. Okay. So this is a very beautiful dua. That the Prophet told Abi Umara al-Barra bin Azib. Abu Umara al-Barra bin Azib, that's his name. His kunya was Abu Umara. He said that Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah said, Ya Fulan, hey you, basically, yeah, that's what Ya Fulan means. Idha awaita ila firashik, when you go to bed, faqul allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayka wa wajjahtu wajhi ilayka wa fawadtu amri ilayka wa alja'tu dhahri ilayka raghbatan wa rahbatan ilayka la malja'a wa la manja minka illa ilayk amantu bi kitabika alladhi anzalta wa bi nabiyyika alladhi أرسلت فإنك إن مت من ليلتك فإنك إن مت من ليلتك مت على الفطرة وإن أصبحت أصبت خيرا. It's very beautiful dua. I'm actually going to copy paste it from the Prophet ﷺ and put a tashkil on it. Okay, he said the Prophet ﷺ that when you go to the when you go to sleep, right? He said when you go to sleep, when you go to sleep, make the following dua. Okay, so check this out. Sorry, one second, people. Let me fix it all up here. All right. I'm just fixing up the font because that font will fit a little bit better with what we have here. All right. Did I copy paste it wrong? Yes, I did. Okay, here I am. Bismillah. All right. Here is a very beautiful dua of the Prophet. I want you to help me. I'm going to do the tashkil and then inshallah we'll check out some cool things from this dua. Okay? Allahumma. Right? Any idea what Allahumma means, people? Yeah, Allahumma means, oh Allah. Allahumma means, oh Allah. Okay. Aslamtu. Have you seen this fail before? Aslamtu. Allahumma means, oh Allah. Yeah, slightly different from ya Allah. Aslamtu, right? Aslama, Yuslimu, Aslim. It's family four. Al-Islam. I aslam to. Who is... who's the actor here? The actor is... I submitted. Right? Sure, the reciter, the one reading the dua for sure, right? But just tell me the fa'il, the actor from... this case is two, aslam two, and it represents I, correct? Yes or no? Do you remember that, people? All right, very good. Nafsi, what is happening here? Yes, there we go. Nafsi, right? As you can see, nafsi means myself. I have submitted myself ilayka. Ilayka means? Ilayka means to you, right? Ila is what? Ila is a harf jar. Very good. Illa is except. Ila is to, right? Harf jar. And ka is you. Harf jar is a majroor. Very good. Wa. You with me, people? Wajjahtu. Wawajjahtu. Wajjaha yuwajjihu. This is family number two. Family number two. Wajjaha yuwajjihu. Wajjahtu is to turn like your face. So wajjahtu. Who's the actor? The actor is two. Thank you. What does it represent? I, right? Actor is two represents I. Wajhi. Waj means face. Wajhi, my face. Wajhi. My face. I'm going to utilize this as an opportunity to review a little bit of the... what on earth happened there? Sorry, hold on. Oh, my God. Sorry, hold on. To review with you the pronouns. Because they're coming today again, inshallah. They're back. and they're going to come again on Thursday with more in full force. Hooray indeed. If you recall, and we did pronouns, right? We had the detached pronouns, the standalone pronouns, sorry. And we had the pronouns that are attached. And their status is determined by what kind. If it's attached, it's either mansub or majrur. If it is a standalone, it is always marfu'. Alright? Now, here is the interesting thing. As you remember, this ya pronoun, right? This ya. This is what aslamtu. Wajahtu wajhi. This is right here. My face. So this would be what? My face. The pronoun here is majrur. Attached pronoun, it is majrur. Wajhi is mudaf. Ya is mudaf ilayhi. All right. Then, ilayka. So, wajahtu is what is my fa'il. And tu is my fa'il. Okay? Wajhi, his face is an ism. Yes. Mudaf, ya, mudaf ilayhi. Okay? And these fa'il are all in past tense. Okay? Ilayka. Alright? Ilayka, as you can see, ka. Ka means your. Ilayka, also to you. Harf jar, ism, majroor. People, do you remember that? I hope you do. Alhamdulillah. Wafawwadtu. If you don't worry. We're going to review it here quickly as well. Wafawwadtu. Family too. Fawwada. Yufawwilu. Fawwada. Yufawwilu means to put your matters in someone else's hands, right? Like this is something we leave up to this person. Okay, fawwadtu. What is my fa'il in fawwadtu? Fa'il is tu. Jazakum Allahu khairan. What does it represent? I. All right. I hand over amri. Amri means my affair, meaning my life. Mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Ilayka. Ilayka. To you. What is this again? Harf jar. Ism majrur. Correct? Wa. Al-ja'tu. Al-ja'tu. Al-ja'a. Yulji'u is family 4. Al-ja'tu is a fa'il and a fa'il. What's the fa'il? The fa'il is tu. Can you get this? There we go. Represents I. All right. Al-ja'tu dhahri ilayka. Okay. Al-ja'tu dhahri ilayka. How does he translate it? He translated it as I have committed my back to you. Okay. I don't know if that's a good translation. Al-ja'tu dhahri ilayka. Allahu a'lam means I have put like, I put my trust in you. Okay? Put my trust in you. I think that's what it means. I can check, double check for you, but that's what, that'll be my guesstimate here. Okay? Raghbatan wa rahbatan. This means, raghbatan means out of hope. Wa rahbatan, out of fear. Ilayka. Ilayka. To you. La, no. Here la means no. Malja'a. Precisely, Brother Salim. Ahsan, the connector wow right there. Thank you for pointing that out. Connector wow connects the two. La malja'a. There is no refuge. Wala manja. No escape. Minka. From you. Minka is what? What's min? Min is harf jar. Ka? It's a majrur, right? Perfect. Illa, what does illa mean? Except. Illa ilayka. Again, ilayka. What is ilayka? Ilayka is to you. What is it grammatically? Again, mashallah, harjar is a majur. Excellent. Man tu. What is this? Ism fa'il harf. What is this, folks? Fa'il. Perfect. What's the fa'il? Fa'il again is tu. Very nice. Ahsantum. Well done. Man tu. I can just highlight the ta. Sorry. Okay, you have to, I think you understand, inshallah. Amantu, what do you think it means, Amantu? Amana, to believe. Amantu, I believe. Very good. Amantu bi kitabika. I believe, here bi means in. Bi is a harf jar. Yes, B is a harf jar. What is the ism majrur? Kitabika, try again. Kitabi is the ism majrur. Very good. And kitabi is also Kitab is also mudaf. Perfect. And ka is mudaf ilayhi. Huh? Very good. Amantu, I believe bi kitabika, in your book. I believe in your book. Alladhi, alladhi means what? The which, right? Alladhi means which. Anzal. What do you think is this tashkil is going to be? That revealed. You revealed. What the skill should I put? Anzaltu, that will be I revealed. You revealed. Anzalta, excellent. I believe in the book that Anzalta, you have revealed. You with me, people? You revealed, right? Allah, you're telling Allah, I believe in the book, in your book, that you revealed. What's the fa'il in anzalta? Ta, what does it represent? Perfect. You, right? I believe in the book that you have sent. Wa, what does wa mean? Wa is our favorite harf. And, alhamdulillah. Nabiyika. Nabiyi. Ka. I think it's Binabiyika. Why is it Nabiyika? Nabi, okay, just B. Okay, never mind then. I had mistakenly memorized the wrong tashkil. But never mind. Alhamdulillah. But Nabiyika and Nabiyika, your prophet, alladhi, arsal, what do you think? What should go here? Arsal, you said, arsalta, very, very nice. What's the fa'il, folks? The fa'il is ta, very good. Meaning you. All right. How do you like, what do you think of this activity, folks? It's good? I know we did this without a warm up. Alhamdulillah, okay? Without a warm up in the sense that we didn't do this first. We jumped straight into this. But alhamdulillah, I'm glad that you were able to get it. But as you notice, aslamtu, I submit myself to you and turn my face to you and turn over my life to you and trust you out of hope and fear of you or to you. La malja'a, there is no escape and there is no refuge from you except with you. Meaning, we can't escape your punishment, O Allah. The only way we can escape your punishment is if you show mercy to us. Amantu bi kitabika, I believe in your book that anzalta, that you have revealed, and your prophet that arsalta, your prophet that you have sent. Without tashkil, it's hard to read for sure, but eventually you'll read it, inshallah. Why in the past tense? Du'as are usually in the past tense, Sister Halima. Du'as usually are in the past tense. Sister Solan just pointing out that Sahih Bukhari has be nabiyyiga. That is what I remembered as well. But khalas, actually we'll add the B here, just to keep it with the narration of Bukhari. Wabi nabiyyika. I believe this one, which is this book. Well, this is from Riyadh al-Salihin. That's probably why there's a typo here. All right. We're going to put Wabi nabiyyika. All right. Folks, this is how one of the things we want to do more and more of, take our understanding and apply to the du'as that are the Prophet taught us, and also the vocabulary of salah that will start right after present tense, inshallah. Okay, now time for something more, not as much fun, but alhamdulillah, just as beneficial. Complete du'a, it is a complete du'a, yes. And this is a complete du'a. All right, now here's what we're going to do. Excuse me. Fa'ala means he did. Okay, I would like you to complete until from here to day female, please. Inshallah. We'll take a minute, send that to me, inshallah, and then we will and then we will type it in. Okay? Please send it privately. Send private message, please. All right. Let's take a minute to do that. Until they female. Jazakallah khair, brother Farhan. Very good. Barakallah feek. Sister Nadia. Very good. Brother Sadeem. Jazakallah khair. Very well done. Sister Maria, well done. Akhalani, well done. Jazakallah khair. فعلنا. Yes, indeed, فعلنا. Very good. But Musa as well. I see only فعلنا, but Musa, where's the rest? We need all of it, Brother Musa. From they both to they female. Fa'ala was the joke. Not fa'alana, fa'alna. Okay, very good, Sister Maryam. Zakla khair. فعل فعل. Very good. All right, very nice, mashallah. Let us try. Okay. فعل. They فعلوا. Excellent. She فعلت. Ahsan, brother Raed. Ahlan wa sahlan, mashallah, you're caught up. Don't you worry. Fa'alat. They both fa'alata. And then finally, fa'alna. Okay? Fa'alna. As you can see, like, there is, again, the main pattern for us to note in the past tense is R3 when it is fatha or dhamma, right? That is from he to they both. And then after that, it becomes like that. It takes on a sukoon and remains with the sukoon until the very end. Okay, so now we're gonna do from here, you, all the way down to we. Make sense, inshallah? Please again send as Inshallah, well done, Sister Mahdiya, Uncle Ali, Sister. A lot of them are coming quickly. Sorry, Allah, Sister Omaria, well done, Barakalafiki. Sister Maria, good job. Fa'al tu, Sister Maria. Hana fa'altum, fa'altu, fa'alna. Sister Nadia, very good, mashallah. Ahsanti, Uncle Ali. Very nice. Sister Mahdiya. Very good. Sister Samar, very nice. Ahsant. Salim, Ahsant. Fa'alna at the very end. Very good. Fa'altu. Very good. Fa'altuma, fa'altum, fa'alti, fa'altuna, fa'altu. Very good. Yes, alhamdulillah. Very, very nice. Brother Nasir, fa'alta, fa'altuma. All right, perfect. MashaAllah. I'm going to open the camera again. Jazakallah khairan. All right, do you like how I wrote private message? I hope you did. All right. All right. It's breaking something. Who knows? Yeah, it's just a thing. Kids, inshallah, they'll survive. All right. That's what we are. Private message. فعلتها. فعلتها. You got that right? Look. Private message. Sorry. All right. فعلتها. فعلتها. فعلتم فعلتي right ما شاء الله فعلتن excellent تن I made a mistake there فعلت فعل Two, I did, and then we did, fa'alna, right? Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feekum. Yes, indeed. yes, that is, you know, that's a tactic that you develop to keep sane, right? Otherwise, you will lose your mind. it's a coping mechanism right here. All right. Alhamdulillah. All right, mashallah, really well done, mashallah, you have done it, get it, fa'altum, fa'altum, get it, okay, alhamdulillah. Now, let us examine the fa'il again, and I'm going to ask you what is the fa'il here is, for fa'ala, the fa'il is hidden pronoun, he. Right? Very good. Fa'ala, fa'il is alif. Maybe I'll hide this. Oh, all right. That's not a good thing. Yep, I know. I'm fixing it. Window. Listable columns. Oh, that's what happened. All right, there you go. And I'm going to hide the pronoun from you just for a second here. All right, now I think you'll be fine without glasses. Okay, hidden pronoun he, alif, okay. Fa'alu, what is the... Wow. I appreciate how amazed you all are. The fa'al in fa'alat. It is pronoun she. Excellent. The fa'al here, fa'alata, fa'al. Ta, excellent. This is the ta. Very good. Fa'alna. Who's the fa'il? Na. Very good. Fa'alta. Ta. Fa'altuma. Tuma. Fa'altum. Tum. Alhamdulillah. Fa'alti. Fa'altunna. Very nice. Fa'altu. And of course, fa'alna. Alhamdulillah. So I now I think you can see how this all is fitting in, yeah? Alhamdulillah. That, folks, is some practice there. Now I'm going to ask you something in English. And I want you to tell me the Arabic for it. Ready? Okay. So here is what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you about... He did. How do I say he did? How do I say he did? Fa'ala. Very nice. How do I say he made? Okay, if you said khalaqa, that's fair enough. Khalaqa and ja'ala, made, create, has a similar meaning. But the answer I was looking for was ja'ala. Okay, but if you said khalaqa, you did well, mashallah. Okay? All right. She did. She did. Ah, very good. Fa'alat. Okay. You did. You did. Very nice. Fa'al. Falta. Excellent. All right. I did. I did is awesome. Mashallah. Fa'altu. Great job. We did. Amazing, mashallah. They did. Oh, they. Sister Maria, they. That'll be you. They. I'll help you. Fa'alu, there we go. Fa'alu, amazing. All right. You all did the masculine. Not both of you. You all would be fa'altum, mashallah. Very nice. Fa'altum. All right. How would I say she made? She made. Ja'alat. Very nice. Excellent. I made. I made. Ja'al. Tu. Very good. You made. Mashallah. Ja'al ta. You all made. Masculine. Ja'altum. Amazing. They made. Very nice. Ja'alu. Ja'alu. And finally,
finally, we made. We made. What do I put for that, people? That would be ja'alna. Ja'alna. Awesome, mashallah. How do you all feel about this now? How do you feel? Alhamdulillah. Much better? Alhamdulillah. As you can notice, what I just did about this, with this, is that I used the fi'il that is in the gray boxes here, right? Or the actor that's in the gray box. He, they, she, you, you all, I, we, right? And that's like really the more, like that's quite a bit, like this is more in the sense of more frequent. The one that's gray, I'm sorry, the one that's white. The one that's gray, I skipped, okay? The one that's gray, I skipped. The one that's in white is what I ask you to make, inshallah. And because, again, these are more frequent, alhamdulillah, I think you all did really well with that. Jazakumullahu khairan. Yep. All right. Now, the second thing that's that we have for today, that was the first thing, that was practice. All right. Lastly, we have the outside fa'il, inshallah. Okay. An outside fa'il with lots of examples. Last time when we were doing it, a few people, you know, I got some messages that this was, you know, like getting a little overwhelming. So I decided that we take a little, like, just a little slower, get outside fa'il solid, inshallah. Then the pronouns, when it comes to attached pronouns, maf'ul. Okay, and then we go to the present tense, inshallah. And then all these concepts will be reutilized there as well. Okay, so the outside fa'il. This is, the idea here is, the outside fa'il is an ism that is in status marfu'. Okay? It's an ism in status marfu'. That is the actor of the fi'l. Okay? What it does is that, you know, the actor that we just looked at, we, they, right? These are the ones that remain when you have the letters as the actor. When you have the hidden pronoun he or hidden pronoun she, that's when the hidden pronoun can be replaced with an outside fa'il. Okay? Let's actually write that. I said the conditions are met. Outside fa'il takes the place of the fa'il's pronoun. Perhaps we can reword this and say that if there is a hidden pronoun, he or she, we must check. Is there an ism after the fa'il that's marfu? All right. If yes, then this takes the place of the hidden pronoun as the fa'il. No, then hidden pronoun remains fa'il. You with me, people? Okay. Here's like our formula here. Okay. If there is a hidden pronoun, he or she. Now we check. Is there an ism after that? After the fa'il, that's marfu'. Yes, that ism takes the place of the hidden pronoun as the fa'il. No, the hidden pronoun remains the fa'il. All right, let's look at this word. Oh boy. Let's look at some examples, shall we? Alima. Let's take a couple examples and then we'll take the questions. Is that okay, Uncle Ali and Brother Salim? Yeah. Let's see a few examples. Inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Okay, Ali ma'am. Okay. Fa'il is Ali ma'am. Fa'il is hidden pronoun he. All right, hidden pronoun he. We'll check. Is there an ism after the fa'il? In this case, the answer is no, hidden pronouns remains are fine. You with me, people? How would I translate this? I would translate this as he knew, right? He knew.
Bye-bye.
All right. Fair. You know, my threat to her is that when she cries a lot, that's like, I'll take a video and send it to your teachers. And that is like the nightmare for her because she is the teacher's pet in every class. Right? So now here again.
Hello!
Okay, go. You trip over the wire. Stop. All right. Alhamdulillah. All right. Yeah, that's the right thing to do, Bazani. Because eventually the kids blackmail the parents, right? So, fa'il. What's the fa'il? Fa'il is still alima, alhamdulillah. Alima. All right. Alima. Okay. Now, the fa'il, firstly, I will write the pronoun. That is hidden pronoun he. All right? I will write that. But now, we'll check something. Let me pull out this trick that I like a lot. All right. Hidden pronoun he. Now, here is what we check. We check. Is there an ism after the fa'il? That's marfu'. The answer is yes. The answer is yes. It is marfu'. It is after the fa'il. We will say then it takes the place of the hidden pronoun. Okay? Takes the place of the hidden pronoun and it turns into Alima Muhammadun. The translation would be Muhammad knew. Perfect. Muhammad knew. Okay, let's do this. Ali Alright. Here my fa'il is Alima. Still Alima. A fa'il is hidden pronoun she. Thank you. Hidden pronoun she. All right, very good. question. Is there an ism after the fi'l that's marfu? Yes. Then that ism that is marfu takes the place of the hidden pronoun she. You with me, people? Hidden pronoun she. Last example that I'll show you here before we go to the books examples from the Quran. All right. Oh, by the way, what is the translation of Alimat Maryamu? This would be what people? Maryam knew. Great. Here, my fi'il is what, people? I'm spelling it with an apostrophe here. All right. The fi'il is still Alima. You like Alima. All right. My fa'il is, let's put hidden pronoun, he. Is there an ism after the fi'il that's marfu'? What's the ism after the fi'il that's marfu', folks? There isn't. Muhammadan is mansoob. Mansoob, isn't it? Yes or no? Muhammadan is mansoob. I even have the alif after the word that's mansoob. Do I not? Yeah. Okay. Those words, Brother Raed, we didn't cover yet, right? We didn't cover those words in detail yet. We're going to do that later on. Because those are exceptional words. Because the root letter there is a wow or a yeah. And those are tricky words. All right? Remember, when the root letter is a wow or yeah, they become irregular words. Irregular words we're going to deal with later. The answer here is no. Hidden pronoun remains the fa'il. But what is Muhammadan? What is Muhammadan? Any guesses, people? No. It's in the sentence. What is Muhammadan? Maf'ul. Thank you. Maf'ul. If you remember, our jumla fi'liya has three parts: fi'il, fa'il, and maf'ul. The maf'ul is always mansub. It's the one that's acted upon. وَقَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَالُوتَ. David killed Goliath. Okay. Oh man, I'm gonna move the camera out of the way here. All right, I'm gonna move it there. All right, maf'ul is Muhammad. Muhammadan. Maf'ul is always mansub. What's the translation, folks? Help me out. The translation would be, he knew Muhammad. Absolutely has a different meaning. It absolutely does have a different meaning. He knew Muhammad. Folks, you with me? Yes or no? All right. I think we need a few another example here just to drive home the point. All right. Baron. Alima, thank you. Alima. Fa'il. Wow. Should we check? Should we check afterwards? Check if there's an ism that's marfu' afterwards. Perfect. We only check that if there's a hidden pronoun. Otherwise, we don't even check. We just go proceed. Because that is the fa'il. It doesn't change. You see that? That's just the fa'il. Not in the pronoun. We don't have to change. We don't have to worry about it. Yeah? You with me, people? So what is Muhammadan? Mansub. And it is your maf'ool. Yeah? Translate for me, people. They knew Muhammad. Yeah? They knew Muhammad. Okay, let me show you something else that maybe is interesting. Alima. Okay, let's try this one. Fa'il. Fa'il is alima. Our fa'il has not changed. Yes? All right. What's my fa'il? Let me write down the hidden pronoun if there is one first. Let me write down the pronoun first. Good. Hidden pronoun he. Let's check. Is there an ism after the fi'il that's marfu'? Yes or no? We check. The answer is yes. Takes the place of the hidden pronoun as the fa'il. What takes the place? What takes the place? What's the word? Mashallah. Tricky question, but you got it. Abdu. Abdu. Why not Abdullahi? Why not Abdullahi? Allahi is majrur. Very nice. Ahsant. Sister Summer. Very nicely done. Abdu is mudaf. Isn't it? Let me write this way. Ab do is mudaf. And the word Allahi. The word Allahi is mudaf ilayhi. We won't put it as the fa'il because the fa'il is always marfu', yeah? Yeah? Okay. Maf'ul. Perfect. Yama. All right. What do I get? What's the translation? Translation, people. Come on, help me out. Abdullah New Maghrib. Oh, well, you could say slave of Allah New Maghrib. That's good. But I meant the name. I meant the name, Abdullah. But yes, if you said that, that's okay as well. Are you with me, people? Now I'm gonna... Why is the name split? It's spelled this way. It's two words. Right? Abdu, Abdullahi is actually two words. Abdu, the slave. Allahi of Allah. Does that make sense, Sister Madhya? I'm sorry? The full name? Why is the full name not the fa'il? Because in Arabic, this is one word. This is two word. This is one word. This is another word. The word that is marfu' is going to be the fa'il. Okay, now is that word playing another role? Yes, that word is playing another role, which is it is mudaf and mudaf. Allahi is mudaf ilayhi. So if you were to label it, right, maybe the labeling might make it easier. This is your fa'il. I'm going to write it as an F. This is my fa'il. I'm going to write it as a fa, like that. Okay, and also it is mudaf, and Allahi is mudaf ilayhi. And Maryama is maf'ul. You with me? Perfect, by the same. Excellent observation. When you're translating it, you will put Abdullah 2, then 1, and then 3. I like that. That's well done. Now let's put that to the test here, shall we? And let's mix it up. I'm gonna throw you a curveball, but don't be like the Houston Astros and steal my signs here, all right? Oh, somebody got that joke, I hope. Okay, if you didn't get it, I don't know what to say. All right. Help me out here. What's my fa'il? You know how many friends I have that were so happy when the Houston Astros were like fine? Alhamdulillah. That's an interesting situation. Okay. Ahem. What's my What's my fa'il? Alima. Correct? It can be both, by the way. This is one. Okay? What is my fa'il? First, tell me the hidden pronoun. Hidden pronoun he. When I have this hidden pronoun, is there an ism afterwards that's marfu'? Is there an ism? It's marfu. After the fi'l. How about Maryam? Oh, it doesn't have to be right after. It just has to be after. Maryam is a female then, no problem. But is it marfu'? It doesn't. I'll show you from the Quran. If you don't believe me, I'll show you an example from the Quran. Don't worry. I will show you an example from the Quran as well. Don't you worry. Stay with me. Follow what I'm trying to lead you to. Okay? The answer is Maryam, right? Is it marfu'? Is it marfu'? Yes or no? Yes. Is it after the fi'l? It's not after someone, it's after, right? It's not right after, but it's after in the sentence. That's fine. We don't care if it's right after. Till the end of the sentence, Brother Sadi. Till the end of the sentence. How do you determine the end of the sentence? Right now, we don't have that many tools yet. Okay? All we care about, it's not before. Thank you, Sister Salam. I appreciate that. Okay? Don't worry. Your brain will, inshallah, start to see the periods and put them in the commas and everything. That's the beauty of Arabic. It starts to train your brain to look for these things. All right. Hidden pronoun he gets replaced by Maryam. All right. Maf'ul. Is there maf'ul? Let's see who gets it. It says mansoob, right? Is there a word that's mansoob here? Abda, yes. Alhamdulillah. I'm going to copy paste this for the sake of brevity, or just for the sake of speed here. Oh. All right. Abda is mudaf. Allahi mudaf ilayhi. Now translate for me, people. Who's the fa'il? Maryam. New. Abdullah. Maryam new. Abdullah. Okay. Can't see this. Hold on. Look at this. Wait, come on. What does the ayah say? Oh my goodness, come on. I can't move this. All right. Look at what the ayah says. وَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ امْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ تُرَاوِدُ فَتَاهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ قَدْ شَغَفَهَا حُبَّا إِنَّا لَنَرَاهَا فِي ضَلَالِ الْمُبِينَ. All right. قَالَ, what is the hidden pronoun? What is it? He, right? Niswatun. What does Niswatun mean? Right here. Means? Women, you with me? You see how sometimes you can use, it's actually not like a rule, like a hard and fast rule. Okay, usually it's taught as a hard and fast rule. You need to have the hidden pronoun she if the fa'il is feminine. In reality, in Quran, and in old Arabic, it's actually not a rule. It's more like a guideline, a convention. Most, like, people did it, but there's so many examples where that rule is not followed. I don't like to make things rules that are actually not rules in the Quran, and that are not rules in like in Islamic literature, like hadith and literature of the Sahaba, like their statements and whatnot. Because what it does is that when a person then like learns something and they look at the Quran, they're like, wait, this Quran is not, it's like kind of contradicting the rule that we learned. What's going on here, right? So it's actually, generally speaking, if you are to speak, if you want to say Maryam knew, you would say Alimat Maryam, all right? Generally speaking. And the idea is there shouldn't be anything between the fi'l and the fa'il. You see that? The fi'l and fa'il has nothing in between. So in that case, you would use alimat. Okay? But then, if you were to use it in a sentence, and in this case, as you notice correctly, there was a separation between the fi'l and the fa'il, in that case, it's not a problem. As this ayah here, even in fact in this ayah, there's no separation, but the ayah actually doesn't even use qalat. Do you see that? Slightly deep point. But I wanted to, you know, I think you can handle it. So you pick the he pronoun that will work with the fa'il. That will work with the fa'il. Now, the general convention is if you're using a female, and the Quran uses that, as we'll see examples of, like over here, alimat nafsun, right? Alimat nafsun. It uses the hidden pronoun she. Do you see this example, people? Alimat. Here is my fi'l. It is hidden pronoun she. Nafsun is actually a feminine word. So it's used there. The gender of the hidden pronoun and the fa'il match. Okay? That's the normal convention. But it's not always followed. It's not followed when the fa'il and fa'il are separated. Fa'il and fa'il are separated by another word. It's not followed sometimes even without fa'il and fa'il being separated. Nisbatun. Are you with me, people? So when it was after alima, then it would have been alimat. All right. If I was to write it as follows. Okay. If I was to write it as follows. Let me also maybe give an example. If I was to write it as, oh my goodness, where is this? Here, it is preferred that you put a ta here. It's preferred. As you can see here, alimat nafsun. In this case. But it won't be like wrong, because as you see here, it's not, nothing separates the two. I'll put this ayah here for your reference, inshallah, if you wanted to look at it. Alright? Are you people, is that okay? The point, folks, firstly, is you have a hidden pronoun he, you look for the fa'il afterwards. In the case of the gender matching, let me type this. Should the gender match between the hidden pronoun and outside fa'il? The idea is, the idea here is that generally, yes, but not if the fa'il and fa'il are separated and also not necessary. For example, this item. You with me, people? This is an interesting point. I didn't think it would take that long, but that's okay, inshallah. I'm glad that it took this long. What is the question? Some say وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُولُنَا بِالْبَيْنَاتِ. Well, rusul is used as is used as a feminine, like its plural is used as feminine actually, so that one won't apply. Yeah, you can be no, I'm fine. It's okay. Does this point make sense, people? Inshallah. Let's look at some examples. All right. I'm going to display a couple of examples here for you. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. What's the time we have? 10 minutes, alhamdulillah, not 20. Kayfa fa'ala rabbuka. Okay. Kayfa means what? How. Kayfa means how. Okay. Fa'ala is my fi'l. What is the fa'il of this fa'il? Firstly, tell me the pronoun. Hidden pronoun he. Excellent. I'm going to actually replace this with hidden pronoun he. Now, is there a... I'll move my face out of the way. Is there an ism after the fa'il? That's marfu'. Correct. The answer is yes. And what would that be? That would be Rabbu. Perfect. That is what we will put as our fa'il. Alright? Rabbu. And then Rabbu is mudaf. And ka is what? Mudaf ilayhi. Perfect. There's no mafru. Okay? Let's look at another example. Ja'a Nasrullahi. Ja'a. Do you notice something interesting about Ja'a? I'll zoom into Ja'a right here. Look at the word Ja'a. Oh, how does it translate? Excellent question, sister. Maryam. Hold on. Let me translate it over here. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. All right, hold on. How your Lord did. And then the ayah continues to, I didn't include the whole ayah. We'll come back to this ayah, inshallah, in a couple of minutes because we'll look at the whole ayah. But I want to show you some of the examples first and then look at the entirety of the ayah afterwards. Is that okay, though? How your Lord did? All right. Ja'a. Tell me something interesting about Ja'a that you observe. This word Ja'a. If you observe something, of course. Long mud, okay. Long mud is a tajweed thing. Because I copy-pasted it from the Quran, right? So they got to put a mud there. But if I was to remove it... Oh, that's no good. That's no good either. But say if I was to just make it like this. Aha. Right? R2 is what? Questionable. You can't tell right now. This is where R2, this is one of those irregular fa'il. Okay? It's one of those irregular fa'ils. R1 is pretty clear. R3 is pretty clear. R2, we're not sure. And to be honest, we're not going to do this until we get to steps 3. Okay, irregular ones, honestly, they are they're tough cookies. They're not easy. Like, yeah, it took me a while to get them. Okay, but it's generally speaking, when you have an alif here, it's either going to be, just for your sake, I'm going to tell you, going to be a yeah or a wow. All right, generally speaking. But that's where the simple stuff ends and the tricky stuff begins. But we will not concern ourselves with this right now. Right? What we will concern ourselves with is, what's the root letter that really matters to us? R3 matters right now for us. That's the one that's really, really important. Okay? R3 is there. R3 has what? R3 has a fatha. All right. What's the hidden pronoun then? Hidden pronoun is he. Ja'a means he came. Ja'a means he came. All right? So, as you correctly have identified, hidden pronoun he. Now, I check again. Is there an ism after the fi'l that's marfu? What is that ism? Yes. What is it? Nasru. That ends up, folks, takes the place of hidden pronoun he. Perfect. And then Nasru is mudaf. Allahi, the word is mudaf. Ilayhi. How do I translate? Ja'a means he came. How do I translate this? Allah's help, or I'm going to just translate the help of Allah, if you don't mind, right? Allah's help is also good, but the help of Allah came. Make sense? People, what do you think? Great. فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ So, قَالَ, what does قَالَ mean? He said, great. Very good. Fa'il is qala. Fa'il is hidden pronoun he. Hidden pronoun he, we must check, is there an ism after the fa'il is marfu? Is there? What is that ism? The ism is rasulu. Thank you. Ism is? Rasulu. That will take the place of the hidden pronoun as the fa'il. Of course, Rasulu is mudaf and the word Allahi is mudaf ilayhi. Right? How would I translate this now? So, I think this was good. Allah's help. I'll put both of them. All right. Translate for me, people. Who said? He said? The Prophet of Allah said to them. Right? You can even say Allah's Prophet. So, Allah's Prophet said to them. I'm writing both of them because, you know, Prophet of Allah, Allah's Prophet is the same, right? You guys are okay with that? I'm just writing it because it's nice. You're not okay with the verse, why not? Oh. Alright. Allah's Prophet said to them. And then the ayah continues. Do you see how, again, the fa'il is Rasulu, and then, of course, mudaf ilayhi is Allahi. But that comes here. The Prophet of Allah said to them. Let's look at another example. By the way, lahum is harf jar isim majrur. Alhamdulillah. Let's look at alimat nafsun ma ahdarat. If you were to read this in like tajweed and whatnot, you would read it nafsumma. Okay? You would join it. But now tell me, alimat is my is my fa'il, and it's what's the fa'il? It's the hidden pronoun she. Perfect, you all got that right. Is an ism that's marfu afterwards. Nafsun, perfect. All right, here's what it looks like. I put it here. Alima is my fa'il. Hidden pronoun she, and I replace that. There's an ism that's marfu. I replace that as my fa'il nafsun. Nafsun. There's no maf'ul for now. We will learn of the maf'ul maybe later, inshallah. Okay, or not maybe later. For sure later, but not right now. Just we won't worry ourselves with it. Nafsun is my fa'il. Okay, how would I translate this? How would I translate this? I'll come to that. A nafs is a soul or a being, right? So a soul new, right? Ma means what, and then we'll just leave ahdarat means. Ahdarat means what it brought forth. Okay? A soul knew what it brought forth. Now, here, the thing to notice here is, in this case, nafsun is actually a feminine ism. Nafsun is a feminine ism. All right? And in this case, it matches the gender with the hidden pronoun she. Okay? It matches the gender of the hidden pronoun she. It is something that is generally the case. Generally the case. Yes, they match. Should it match, right? But if they're separated, it doesn't need to. And also, it is not necessary, for example, this ayah. But generally, you will see it to match. All right? Yes, the default is masculine. The default is masculine. All right. That said, we have minus 1 minute. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I wanted to do something with Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil, but I think I will defer that to later, inshallah ta'ala, folks. Okay? So today, alhamdulillah, we managed to practice and look at our plenty of examples when it comes to our outside file. Really, what we're trying to check is there a hidden pronoun? And if there is a hidden pronoun, well, is it marfu'? If there's a hidden pronoun, is there an ism after that's marfu'? And if that's the case, it takes the place of the fa'il. All right? Inshallah, does that make sense, people? How do you feel about this topic? I think some of you were worried last time when we did it, but how is it today? More worried. Oh boy. I hope you're still kidding. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khairan. These examples will sink in, inshallah ta'ala, as we see more and more examples. Don't you worry, I have a whole ton of examples coming up for the next lesson. Outside fa'il, maf'ul examples. Okay? They're all coming. Don't you worry. And then we have a case study, which is Surah An-Nasr. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. All right. Barakallahu feekum. Insha'Allah ta'ala. I will see you all on Thursday. Alhamdulillah. Zakumullah khair. I will try to put as many examples as I can. بِإِذْنَهِ ta'ala. And inshallah, I'll see you all on the next class. Please do read the notes afterwards, as Sister Swan is suggesting. It does help quite a bit. بِإِذْنَهِ. Okay. Take care. جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته وإياكم وإياكم